On an 8-to-1 vote in mid-December, the Pensacola City Council approved a Domestic Partnership Registry, or DPR, which will ensure a number of rights to hundreds of unmarried couples. It was a milestone event for the city in 2013, as WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
It was a very historic moment. I'm very proud of the Pensacola City Council. It was just the right thing to do.
Sponsored by Councilman Larry B. Johnson, the DPR will be open to cohabitating unmarried adults, both gay and straight, to register as domestic partners. Those who live outside the Pensacola city limits are also eligible.
If you live in Cantonment and you want to come sign the registry, you are welcome to do it. We couldn't really just limit it to city of Pensacola residents only, or we chose not to. So everybody's welcome to come, and once we're ready to accept them, we welcome all.
Applications are expected to be accepted beginning in March for a fee, which along with other nuts and bolts will be determined between now and then.
We've got a 90-day window to get paperwork in place with the city clerk, so I would just keep watching the city of Pensacola website, maybe in a couple of months call the city clerk and see where we're at.
Once the certificates are issued, couples will be authorized to make decisions related to medical and death issues, visitation rights, and the raising of children involved in their relationship. The registration also allows for them to be notified in case of an emergency.
This is certainly a victory for everyone here in Pensacola. We are definitely the shining light in the panhandle as far as this effort is concerned.
Sarah Latshaw with the ACLU of Northwest Florida is one of the organizers of the DPR movement.
I think because this is so far from marriage, it doesn't encounter the opposition that one would expect. You know, if you've been with someone for 25 years, how can you argue with them being in the hospital as they're sick or dying? So I think this is something that the community really supports.
City Council chambers were filled with supporters on the night of the vote, but to Councilman Larry B. Johnson's surprise, nobody opposing the ordinance came forward to speak.
If they were in the audience, they chose not to speak. During the last 60 days or so, I had one phone call with one gentleman who opposed it, and I finally just had to tell this person that we just have a different view on this particular issue, and I appreciated his input. There was, I believe, only two email persons that were against this. Three total in 60 days.
Council President Joel Canada Wynn cast the lone dissenting vote, saying she feels a domestic partnership registry would undermine the institution of marriage.
You may not agree with me, but I thought about this long and hard. This particular issue has not been something that just popped up for me. To me, I must be consistent with what I believe and what I teach, and that is no.
Earlier, the opposition had been vocal. John Stemberger, who heads the Florida Family Policy Council, argued that it appeared to be an attempted end run around the Florida constitutional amendment banning gay marriage.
Depending on the language, the domestic partnerships have always been an opportunity for gay rights advocates to get around gay marriage prohibitions. And even though it says to the contrary in the bill, clearly this is what it's done.
Stemberger, an Orlando attorney, added that the concept of a domestic partnership is bad public policy and a legal sham.
A lot of individuals think they have proper estate planning when in fact they don't. You need proper estate planning. You need a durable power of attorney, you need a will, and these kinds of things. And folks that have these think they're going to end their lives and that their quote-unquote partner has everything they need to wrap up their estate, and they don't.
One local opponent to the ordinance was Olive Baptist Church pastor Reverend Ted Traylor. He let his feelings be known while delivering the invocation before the vote was taken.
I pray, Father, that you would convict this council to do biblical righteousness without fear of being labeled as judgmental. Help them, Father, to be people that would not call sin righteousness. And I pray that they might rise above the monetary to do that is correct.
On the strength of the city council's vote, Pensacola became the first Florida city west of Tallahassee to offer such a registry. Both Councilman Larry B. Johnson and the ACLU's Sarah Latshaw hope the vote will create a reverse domino effect across the region, starting with the Escambia County Commission.
I would encourage all to contact your county commissioners and ask them to pass a DPR. I mean, we've done it in the city, and you know, I challenge our county commissioners to do the same thing.
That would be the next step. I would be very proud to see the county take on a domestic partnership ordinance. All couples benefit from this. Any two people that are in a domestic partnership living together that want to be able to take care of one another, I think this is perfect.
DPRs already have gained widespread support elsewhere in Florida. They're available in at least 14 other cities and counties, which house roughly half the state's 19 million population. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.